But before that, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Lord, open our eyes that we may see wondrous things out of your holy word. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. I believe, and I've always believed, not just because it's the beginning of a new year, it's because I'm optimistic and I go forward with a sense of confidence, especially when it comes to matters of faith and ministry. But I believe it's an exciting time to be part of God's church, not only globally, not only nationally, but also here at Underhill Baptist Church as we move forward over the coming months. It's a church where people love one another in Christ. It's a church that has known past blessings. And of course, it's a church here in an area where many need Christ. And on those three examples, I believe it's a time to look ahead with confidence. It's a time to expect the best from God. Because when we put our faith and trust in God, as we've experienced many times, it's a time of immense possibilities. Anything can happen in the whole ministry and service for God. And of course, we have a message. And as we begin a new year, we're building on what we know and what we have on those possibilities. To build, it's an opportunity to build through evangelism. It's an opportunity to build through encouragement, encouraging one another. And of course, it's an opportunity to praise and thank God for past blessings and what the future will bring. Now, the Bible quite often compares the Christian life to a race. And each year, we run another leg of the journey. Each day brings us closer to the goal. And of course, all runners, no matter what kind of race it is, all runners desire to win. So I'd like to share this morning three truths and three experiences as we begin to press forward to win the race that God has placed in front of us. First of all, we need discipline. And I'd like us just to look to another passage this morning in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 to 27. We need discipline. Paul writes, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that would last forever. Therefore," he says, "I do not run like a man running aimlessly, and do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize." What basically Paul is saying there is we need to be disciplined. Now, we all know that astronauts need to be disciplined. I remember Tim Peake saying a few years ago, how astronauts are chosen carefully. They go through rigorous training. They become disciplined people. Disciplined not just to climb into a rocket and go and circle the Earth or go to the International Space Station, but disciplined in all areas. Disciplined in the journey, disciplined when they get there, the training and discipline if something goes wrong. It's not just your average training. Tim Peake said, "They are chosen carefully, and astronauts have to be the right stuff." Having not so much now, but in my life many years ago, I used to do half marathons for charity. And, you know, if you're going to do a half marathon, you've got to be disciplined. You've got to do the training every single day. Otherwise, you'll just be a wreck halfway through the course. It's something that I had to do every single day to make a go of it and to be able to last the race. It was a discipline. And I believe, believers in the Christian walk of witness, we need to be disciplined. We need to be disciplined in our devotional life. In 2025, when we come down to pray and to study and read the Bible and to spend time with God, let's do it better than we learned last year. Let's be disciplined in our devotional life. Let's be disciplined in what we think and meditate on as Christians, those values in life that are slowly deteriorating in our society today. Let's be disciplined in what we say and how we say it. One New Year's resolution I read in the paper just a few days ago, I mean, you have the normal ones, don't you? I'm going to stop eating chocolate in 2025. I'm going to exercise more. But one New Year's resolution that I read was, I want to be more tolerant towards people that wind me up, that they literally said that wind me up. And I suppose that's something we need to think and relate to, isn't it? Let's be disciplined in what we say to people and how we react to people as God puts an opportunity in front of us and in our way. And of course, something very important as we look at the whole area of discipline is we need to be disciplined morally. We must achieve self-control. And of course, this comes from the Holy Spirit, as we see in Galatians 5 and 21 to 22. We must be led by the Spirit and not our human emotions. So as we look to 2025, as a church, individually and corporately, we need to be disciplined. More disciplined in our faith and walk with God. But to get to our Philippians passage this morning, secondly, we need direction. We need direction. We can't win by looking back. We need to look forward. And of course, that is something that is very important here at Underhill as we look to the future. I mean, we are blessed by the past experiences. We are blessed by ministry, by pastors, by wonderful Christians, memories that we hold dear, but we must go forward. In that Philippians 3 passage, it says, forget those things which are behind, leaving the past behind. And of course, as Paul writes to the Philippian church, he's saying, forget all the old wrongs, all the wounds that may have manifested itself in their ministry. Forget all that and reaching forth to those things which are before. Seizing opportunities, if you like, to serve Christ. And I go back to what I said just a few moments ago in the sharing time. We need to be open to what God wants us to do, but also as God puts ministry in our way, we need to be ready to, if you like, seize that and to move forward, stretching forward with anticipation, eagerly welcoming all the spiritual challenges. Because at the end of the day, in both of those passages that Anthony read to us, in the Hebrews passage and the Philippians passage, it's pressing on toward the mark. It's pressing on toward the mark. I mean, our crown is waiting for us in heaven itself as we press on to the mark, making the best use of our time for service, always living for the glory of God, and always expecting the Lord's return. As I've said many times with the disciples, they ministered for Christ as if Jesus was coming back tomorrow. There was an urgency for the gospel. And I think in some ways, we've lost that urgency. We have, in some ways, been complacent with the gospel and not really shared our faith or taken those opportunities as if the Lord was coming tomorrow. Of course, we don't know. We don't know. Jesus doesn't know when he's returned. Only the Father knows. But you can see the point I'm making here. Every day is a day to strive forward toward the mark, always expecting the Lord's return, living, if you like, with eternal rewards in mind. Of course, there's a wonderful passage in Revelation 22:12, and it says, "Behold, I am coming soon," Jesus' words, "Behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done." We need to press on, remembering that the Lord is coming soon. So we need to be disciplined in areas of our devotional life and also in our areas of ministry. We need direction, and we need to ask God for that. But finally this morning, in the Hebrews passage, we need to be dressed for the race. Now, I'm not sure if you know very much about the races in sort of Roman times or biblical times, whatever label you like to put on it. But in that Hebrews passage, it says, "Lay aside every weight." Because in those days, runners dressed very lightly. I mean, some runners had, if you like, robes still, but they would lift up the robes and tuck it in their belt, that they would not slow down. They'd have no extra weight really to slow down, but they dressed very, very lightly. And I suppose as we go into 2025, we must ask ourselves the question, what weights have been hindering our progress as we move forward? Have we been weighed down with cares? Have we been unwilling to forgive? Have we been, if you like, encumbered by negative comments? Have we been slowed down by fears of what tomorrow will bring? But every winner, not only in biblical times, but of course, even in our modern times, with the running gear that runners run with today, gets lighter and lighter and more sparse every year. Winners lay aside weights that drain their energy. So as we look forward to 2025, let's be disciplined with a sense of direction, but let's be dressed for the occasion because we don't know what the future holds. So let's be disciplined and continue to serve God. And may all of us really, in many ways, have that sense of optimism and confidence as God continues to bless us. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing. I see Ugo's there. Welcome, Ugo.